What's up, y'all? What's going on? You see, if you're watching us on YouTube, you see the Midnight Green, you see the Kelly Green, you see the bird. You know what time it is. For some of us, for a select few special fan bases, this is a big week. Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, Eagles and Chiefs, and the two brothers here. As you guys know, Philly sports fans and our beloved Eagles have a chance to win a second Super Bowl. And bro, it's been a long 2 weeks. Still got a couple of days to just enjoy this moment, but I can feel it. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, bro. I'm excited. I wish we could have been did this, you know, had the Super Bowl last Sunday, but you know, time is moving quick. It'll be here before we know it. And I'm just ready.
Nah, man, it's, you know, that 2 week period is honestly it's pretty cool, right? Like the stress of the playoffs and the, you know, the conference championship weekend, which is probably the best weekend of the playoffs. But to have that 1 week period where you're just as a fan, as a player, as a coach, you're just able to just enjoy being your conference champion, right? Like enjoy it. Taking all the content. I know a lot of us been watching the shows. I've been watching a lot of throwback stuff for the Eagles. I watched, the Super Bowl from a couple years ago to see what went wrong, to see what went right. Watching some throwback Eagles stuff, just getting you to the mindset of just how far this team has come over the years and where this franchise is at now. Like, it's just an exciting time. But now this is the week, right? They've landed in New Orleans. They've had media day, a lot of distractions, but I don't think this would be an issue for either side because a lot of these players have been here before, right? And so they know what Super Bowl is, right? It's a lot of attention, a lot of media requests, a lot of family and friends. They want to know, hey, can I get a ticket? Can I do this? Like, but you got to keep, as Jalen Hurts says, keep the main thing the main thing. But man, I'm ready. It's going to be an exciting time. And we're going to talk about just our thoughts on this matchup, our predictions, and just some key things. So first off, I feel confident, like the same feeling I had against the Commanders. I'm not comparing the two teams, but the energy that I'm feeling, if we handle our business, if we run the ball like we're supposed to, if Saquon is at his best, if Jalen is at his best, not turning the ball over defensively, if Jalen Carter is causing havoc, if Jack Bond is causing havoc, if our secondary is doing what it does, we should win this game. We are the more talented team. Now, we do understand championships are not won on paper, but championships are won in the trenches. And that, for me, gives me the most confidence. Our offensive line is better. Our D-line is better. I just feel like we have all the tools that it takes to win this matchup. So I just want to start off by saying I'm pretty confident, bro. I think we're going to win. People have been asking me, you know, the past few days, how do I feel? What do I think? What type of game it's going to be? I think we have to set the tone early. We cannot let this thing be a nail biter to the end because that's when Mahomes works his – he works his Mahomes magic. We know how that goes, right? It's like MJ in the fourth quarter. But if we set that tone, it wouldn't shock me if we win by two possessions. Like, it really wouldn't. And I'm standing on that. I'm confident in this team. There's something special about this team and how they rally around each other. All the doubters – look, even the ESPN guys, they're already, you know, most of them are picking the Chiefs to win, right? And not surprisingly, and they're going for a three-peat, and so they deserve that respect. But, man, from top to bottom, we just got to be honest and talk football in the trenches, run game. They haven't faced a guy like Saquon Barkley. I know they haven't given up 100-yard rushers. Like, I really don't care. Saquon's different. Like, if James Cook, like I think you mentioned, if James Cook can get off the way that he did – I think Saquon can have his way.
Yeah. First off, I think I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident in our ability to win this game. Do want to tip my head off to the Chiefs. This is as good as it gets right here. You know, a lot of times in the playoffs, you know, both of the top teams, sometimes, you know, they don't make it to the end. You know, injuries happen. Sometimes a team just folds on one of the sides. But this is truly the best team in the NFC versus the best team in the AFC. And the Chiefs, I know people have been saying all year long, you know, they barely winning games. Their refs are helping them out. But the reality is this is a tough football team, and their defense is great. They have a great defense, man. So It doesn't look the way, you know, even Mahomes' numbers are down. It doesn't look the way we're used to seeing from the Chiefs. You know, we're used to seeing a lot of points, crazy numbers from Mahomes and Kelsey. But, you know, they dealt with a lot of injuries this year, too. So they dealt with a lot of injuries, but they found a way to get here. They found a way to get here, and that's what it's about. But like you said, we're better, you know, top to bottom on paper. But as we know, the game's not played on paper. The two things, you know, that we have to really do, we gotta set the tone early, like you said, and we're going to have to force turnovers. I feel like if we can force turnovers, create at least two. We create at least two turnovers and we don't turn the ball over, we should definitely win this game. Because the thing about us, we like to score off turnovers. We're great at that. Our point differential is great. You know what I mean? We're a team, once we get that momentum of a turnover on special teams, on defense, whatever it is, we can go ahead and get it on offense and punch it in the end zone. And also, we have to – Jake Elliott has to come through. As Super Bowl games like this, bro, every point matters.
That's why I'm like,
I'm almost to the point where if he misses a field goal, we got to go for two every time from here on out. That's how I feel.
I don't want to be in a position where we have to utilize him, right? Like, I only want him to be out if it's an extra point. Like, within the 20-yard line. If we got to settle within the 30-yard line, I can live with that. But outside of that, no, I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, but we need him because it's going to come a time – you know, football is tricky like that. You know, you get down in the red zone, you get a penalty. Now they push you back 10 yards, 10, 15 yards. Or it's the end of the half. We don't have that many timeouts. Okay, we get it to the 45. Jake, can you make this field goal for us? He's going to have to come up huge. I know he's been struggling all playoffs, all season for that matter, right? But now, listen, it's time. You know, we saw you kick in the snow. You made some big kicks in the snow. We seen you make big kicks in the Super Bowl as a rookie. We know it's there. We just need you to do it. Other than that, we play our game. And our game plan is correct because, you know, obviously we're not on the coaching staff. You know, we're not in the office. We don't know what their game plan exactly is going to be. But I think from the Chiefs' side of the ball, they're going to be keying in on stopping Saquon and trying to stack the box. So that's going to give us the ability to, you know, open up the offense some more, just like we saw against the Commanders. And, you know, it worked. You know, Jalen just has to make smart decisions. I believe he can make all the throws necessary to win this game. He just has to go out there and execute. Everybody has to do their job, man. It comes down to the little things in this game. But The matchup I'm really watching is off the field, to be honest. I'm watching Vic Fangio versus Andy Reid. A mastermind of defense versus a mastermind of offense. Who's going to win the chess match? Because the thing about the Chiefs is they may not have an A.J. Brown, right? They may not have a super elite receiver. But they have guys that you can design a play for. They get them out in space, and they can kill you, right? We have to limit that. And the thing I like about the Eagles is, you know, we are 11 guys to the ball, right? All heads to the ball. We're trying to punch the ball out. We're staying disciplined. We're not getting too many penalties. So they just have to keep playing how they've been playing. So that's really the matchup I'm watching. I want to see our defense versus their offense. I feel like our offense, no matter what, just because of the type of personnel and the type of O-line we have, we'll be able to move the ball on them regardless. And, you know, like I said, they're going to try to stop Saquon, but so many things Saquon can do. And people, he's also going to have to be good in blitz pickup this game, too. We saw him doing good in blocking against the Commanders. He has to keep it up against the Chiefs because we know Spags likes to send those blitzes, different blitz packages. We go in these Saquon to be there, picking up those blitzes and, you know, holding it down for Hurts. But other than that, if I was to give a score prediction, I'd probably say 31-24 Eagles. 31-24 Eagles.
Yeah, I can see
a game like that. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a good one regardless. I just can't wait. But, yeah, we just got to get it done, man.
Yeah, for me, it's anytime we talk about the Chiefs, you talk about the margin for error being so low. And that's what I would – like, these guys have to know that. You got to – like, if you force a three and out, you got to capitalize. If you force a turnover, the offense, you got to come away with something. Because you cannot give Mahomes and that offense, you can only give them so many opportunities. You cannot, because they will take advantage of it, right? You know, and you know, I know they talk about the refs. That's a, you know, a popular narrative. Like, number one, I never fall into that ref conversation. If I lose a game, it's because I didn't do enough to win the game. I had chances and opportunities to make plays. I didn't make it happen. We as a team did not make it happen. I'm not going to put my fate, the fate of our team in this game, in the hands of a person with a whistle. Don't allow yourself to be in that position. Make the plays that you need to make when you need to make them. Defensively, Mahomes, when he's scrambling, You know he has a way of getting loose. Like, they got to be really disciplined. When you have a chance in the pocket, when you get it, how many times have we seen Mahomes facing pressure, right? His hand is out. You think you got him, and he just somehow escapes, right? So Jalen Carter and these guys, I have no doubt that they can get to Mahomes, but that's half the battle. I don't want you to just get to Mahomes. You need to hit, wrap him up, because once he starts moving around, it's fair game. That's how you can have Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith, Hollywood Brown, these other guys off a broken play. Mahomes, that's where he thrives. And so I think for me, number one, defensively, if you're able to stay disciplined and wrap up Mahomes and contain him, bro, I looked at the rosters of when we played a couple of years ago, Marcus Epps, James Bradberry, TJ Edwards. You remember these names, right? Doesn't even compare it to what we have now. Zach Bond is one of the best defensive players, and he's up for Defensive Player of the Year, right? Reed Blankenship, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Darius Slay. Like, I'm confident that this secondary, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, like, I think this secondary can win their matchups. But up front, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and these guys, they have to be disciplined, because if Mahomes gets out and he's starting to run around, anything's liable to happen. Xavier Worthy has blazing speed. Juju Smith-Schuster, however you feel about him, he can make a couple big plays, right? And then, of course, Travis Kelce, he always seems to come up big in these moments. And so, for me, I want to look at the defense. I want to see how those first couple drives work out for the Chiefs and how the Eagles are able to combat with what Mahomes does. That's what I want to see, right? We know offensively what Jalen needs to do, what Saquon needs to do. AJ, Devontae, Dallas Goedert, we knew those guys to have big days. But defensively, this young secondary, the young guys on the D-line, like, please, like, don't just be sad. I think a lot of guys, once they get to Mahomes, and Joe Burrow's good at this too, where you think you have him, but somehow he's just, the way he's able to maneuver in that pocket, it's like, wow, you can just see, you cannot let up. Like, you cannot, don't be, just because you got a hand on him, he's not down yet. Like, you got to wrap this dude up. And that's the biggest concern for me when it comes to facing Mahomes. Like, even when you're crowding the pocket and you're making it rough for him, he can still find a way.
Yeah. To touch on your point about the defense from, you know, a couple years ago, I feel like the biggest difference for this year is the fact that our defense is solid all around. Like, I feel like 23 season, our defense excelled because we were able to get home with four. Right. Mm-hmm. I believe we broke the record for sacks, or we almost broke the record for sacks. We were real heavy up front, and we had a couple playmakers in the secondary. But when it came down to it, you know, we couldn't make stops in certain times. And I'm going to be honest, I don't really give the – like, when you go back and watch the Super Bowl, we can't even blame the defense too much, because if we really look at it, we fumbled – they had a fumble six. That's not on the defense. Our special teams put them in bad spots. Mm-hmm. That's not on the defense either. And then – you know, you can say something about Bradbury on that last play, but that was a bad holding call. So the defense still played a solid game against the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But this defense now is just like, we're more sound everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing for us. I am concerned about our prevent defense, right? When we get up.
That's what annoys me.
When we get up and it starts before halftime, or even the end of game, if it is an end of game situation, bro, I'm curious to see what we're going to do, because we've seen it all year. Vic Mangio, as much as I love what he's done to this defense, my only complaint is how he plays at the end of games or in the halftime.
Mahomes,
give these guys
up
so much space. He's going to dice it up, and they got a lot of speed for these guys to get a five-yard screen pass, five-yard slant,
Checo,
a little screen pass, and they're out. They're out of there. Yeah. We can't have that happen. And Harrison Bucker, he's a kicker that's going to make the kick too.
He's the real deal.
Yeah. So we gotta really like hone in. But like you said, we can't even leave it up to that.
Nah.
We gotta put our foot on their necks and keep it there. You know what I mean? That's what it really comes down to. So I'm excited to watch.
I talk about margin of error. So that means, you know, Quez Watkins dropping the pass, right? That hurt. Mm-hmm. That was a crucial. You gotta understand, if Quez brings that pass in, you never know what can happen. But at that point, we were up, right? Like at that point.
We would have been up three touchdowns, I believe.
So You gotta understand, like, those moments. And that was, look, Jalen was throwing dimes out there. And that was a catchable pass, that question.
He had to bring that in.
Yeah, there's no – in that moment, right, you only get certain moments, especially for a player like Quez Watkins, who isn't on the team anymore. I'm not trying to get down on him, but I'm just saying, you know, the fumbles, right? Miles Sanders has 16 yards on 7 carries, right?
Miles Sanders wasn't ready for that game.
He wasn't ready for the moment.
If you watch that first play of the game, he fumbled the ball, but it went out of bounds.
It pissed me off. It pissed me off. I was like, nah, he's not ready. He's not ready, right? And so, but Saquon is not Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
And so I think people got to put a little more respect, even more respect on Saquon, because it's not sweet. Like, understand what this guy has done. First carry of the game against the Commanders in the NFC Championship game made them boys look foolish. We saw what he did in the Rams in the snow. I respect the Chiefs defense. I respect Spagnuolo, but Saquon is, he's special. Like, he's the best running back in the league, and it's not close to me. We're respect to Derrick Henry, but he's not Saquon. Like, Saquon combines so much of every great running back, pretty much. The power, the speed, the quickness. He can jump over you. And he's a great teammate. And so I think Saquon has a chance to win MVP. If I had to put money on it, most likely, I would say Saquon. But also, if you look back on what Jalen Hurts did 2 years ago, he was the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He was like you want to talk about stats? Whose stats were better? Right?
Yeah.
Like, he had better stats than Mahomes. These are facts. Do you want me to bring them up? If people don't believe me, let me bring them up. Hold on.
No, they know. But it's just we didn't win, so, you know. They know. They know the stats. They know.
That's one of the best performances
from a QB in the Super Bowl.
So, Jalen was 27 for 38, 304 yards, threw for a touchdown, and then he rushed for 3 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes was 21 for 27 for 182, 3 touchdowns. So, like, he looked that dude in the eye in the biggest stage and performed and did enough to win. Now, what happened in the end of the game, it is what it is. I'm not going to blame the refs. We didn't do, like I said, Miles Sanders having a horrible game. We can't blame the refs on that, can we? Seven carries, 16 yards. Quez Watkins dropping that pass. You can't. So when these teams and these fans complain about the refs, yeah, I get it. In the moment, you're frustrated, but rewind. Let's play on that third down. Did you do what you had to do to get that first down to extend that drive? When you get a stop on Mahomes and the Chiefs, how did you capitalize? When they're giving you chances. Like, think about this Chiefs team. They'll give you chances. That's why their games have been so close. Like, you'll have chances. But what do you do with those chances? I can't blame the refs for that. That's loser energy. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. We lost that last Super Bowl because we didn't capitalize in the game's biggest moments. James Bradbury, why are you touching Juju Smith? He had no chance of catching that ball. Just don't touch him. Especially when you know they're probably going to call that. Also, defensive guys, do not leave it up for chance for when it comes to roughing the passer or late hit. Do not leave it up for chance. If you know they're going to call it close with certain QBs, why are you playing? This is what it is. So if the Eagles lose this game, it will not be because of the refs. It'll be because they did not capitalize, and Mahomes is just – he's just great. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
All that being said, I'm confident, man. Like, it's funny. A lot of people thought we would lose to the Commanders. They said the Rams were dangerous. They said we won because of the snow. They said the Packers could be a dangerous wild card. Think about this. Wild card divisional championship. Like, we didn't have a first round bout. We didn't have a first round bye like Detroit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
We went step by step by step. It's been a great season. It's been a great team. Where Devontae Smith dropped pass, Saquon Barkley dropped pass against Atlanta, Devontae against the Commanders in the regular season, and our record would just be near spotless. And so to have such an impeccable record, a future Hall of Famer at running back who's having an all-time great season, and to still have this sort of, I don't know, disrespect. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Well, you know, they don't like the Eagles, and that's fine. I like it better that way anyway.
Yeah.
My bro prediction for this game, Cooper DeJean pick six. I smell it. I don't know why. I just smell him doing something like that. I don't know why.
I've been telling people, like, I feel like one, I mentioned Coop, I mentioned CJ, and I mentioned Quinyon. One of those three, I don't know why, I just feel like one of those guys going to have it. I'm not sure if it'd be a pick six or a pick or something's going to happen where they're going to have a huge play and it's going to swing the momentum. Yeah. CJ, Coop, or Quinyon. I just feel it. I feel like they can win these matchups when it comes to what they have to offer at wideout, right? And so, and Zach Bond can make, like, what more can be said about him, right? But I want to see CJ make a big play in New Orleans. Like, I feel like he would just go
Bond
crazy.
Too. Well, Bond used to play for New Orleans.
Yeah, Bond. Or, look, it's just so many guys you can name. Brandon Graham would be like a sentimental story.
Yeah,
this would be his,
that'd be
he,
great.
He mentioned today that this will be his final game. And so him being able to end with, you know, his second Super Bowl ring before he calls it a career. So just, you know, great storylines. Just, I don't know, just to be able to say as a franchise, you took down the two GOATs, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, to me is like, after that, you can't say nothing to the Eagles fan base. Like, we took down the Titans, who many people say are the top two ever, Brady and Mahomes. Like, what else is there to say? What else is there to say?
Yep.
So I think the Eagles are going to win. You pick the Eagles to win. Like I said, I would not be shocked if it's – most people feel like it'll be a close one, which it should be, but I'm saying two possessions. I'm saying we can win by 14. That's
yeah.
The Chiefs are favorite.
I've been telling people a 10-point win if we really execute how I know we can, but you know. You got to account for everything in the Super Bowl, so I'll keep it 31-24.
And the Chiefs are favored. Let me check out the, I think, 1.5 points.
They were a point. It's a point, yeah, a point and a half.
It's a point and a half?
Yeah, that's what it was when it started. I don't know if it's still like that. But
I still think it is. I'm looking on USA Today right now. Yeah, so that tells you just the thinking that that's close.
They know. And then you know, give the Chiefs the benefit of it, though. I'm not mad at that.
Of course. But I feel like I was more nervous about the Rams game than the Commanders game. And I was more nervous about the Rams game. The Rams game, I probably was the most nervous, I would say, as far as like just how tricky that could get with the weather and everything like that. And just that. But the Commanders, I wasn't worried. And I respect Mahomes. I respect Andy Reid, but like, we know what this team is about. We've followed this team all year. It's a special team. Sometimes people, you just got to realize that. And sometimes you have to finish out the run for people to actually realize it. People won't give us any credit until we actually are on that stage. Hoisting up that trophy, the Lombardi trophy. And so they actually really realized, oh, this was like offensively, defensive, like all around, this is one of the best teams in recent years. Like you can put us up there with some of the best. Like, real talk.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun to watch, man. I can't wait. I wish Sunday was here.
Yeah, look, it'll be here before you know it. When we're recording this, it's Wednesday, so it'll be here soon. I'm excited. Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. I'm going to enjoy the halftime show, too, with Kendrick. I ain't going to hold
sir.
You.
Yes, sir. Shout out K-Dot.
I'm excited. He swept at the Grammys, winning five of those things. So it's just going to be a lit night, man. Everybody enjoy the game. Be safe wherever you go to celebrate with family and friends. Enjoy the game. And, hopefully the next time we talk football, it'll be a celebratory mood, and we'll just talk our talk about our beloved Birds. So, yeah, go Birds, Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to get it done, bro.
Yes, sir.
Two Super Bowls.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
So, all the talk about y'all just got one. Well, what if you win a second one? Now what you going to say?
You know, Will. You know how it go.
And so, before we leave, we're going to do what all Eagles fans worldwide know what it is. We're going to do a little chant. Y'all home watching, listening, you can join in with us. You ready, bro?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. E.
E.
A.
G.
D.
L.
L.
E.
S.
S.
Eagles. Let's go.
Let's do it, man.
Go Birds. Talk to you all next time.